the reality of the psyche. There is not one universe that exists and another one that is perceived. The way our universe exists is inextricably linked and inseparable from how it is perceived. Our knowledge of the world begins not with matter, but with perceptions. Everything we know and can ever know about the universe is conveyed to us via our perceptions. Perception does not consist of passive reception of and reaction to signals from the outside world, but is an act of filtering and interpretation of the world's signals, which is to say perception is a creative transaction with the world. Nothing is perceived except the perceptions themselves. To quote Richard Conn Henry, "The only reality is mind and observations, but observations are not of things." Speaking about the benefit of seeing the world as quantum mechanical, Henry continues, "Someone who has learned to accept that nothing exists but observations is far ahead of peers who stumble through physics hoping to find out what things are." Our perception of the universe is a creative part of the universe happening through us that actually influences how the universe manifests. To quote physicist André Lind, "What if our perceptions are as real as, or maybe in a certain sense are even more real than, material objects?" Our perceptions have a fundamental ontological reality of their own. They are something in and of themselves, reflecting a reality that is itself, and are not merely secondary reflections of some supposedly existing material world. Due to the fact that our social institutions are still organized around an outdated materialist, reductionist, Newtonian worldview, many of our collective problems today are essentially crises of perception, just as was true for physicists in the 1920s. Our classically induced habits of perception tend to freeze and concretize the fluidity of the world, not to mention our mind, thereby limiting and restricting the richness of the immediacy of what is available to us at any given moment of our experience. Jung simply refers to the ontological reality of our thoughts, perceptions, beliefs, and projections as the reality of the psyche. With this phrase, Jung means that the psyche exists in its own right, sui generis, having its own category of existence per se. Speaking of the psyche, Jung writes, "It is not there where a nearsighted man seeks it. It exists, but not in physical form. Not only does the psyche exist, it is existence itself." Pointing out how all-important the psyche is, Jung refers to it as man's greatest instrument, the essence of man, the indispensable sine qua non of all existence, as well as, ominously, the greatest danger which threatens man. "The life of the psyche," Jung writes, "is the life of mankind. Welling up from the depths of the unconscious, its springs gush forth from the root of the whole human race. Though formless, immaterial, and unquantifiable, the psyche has a unique reality with its own open-ended sphere of seemingly unlimited influence, molding us, our experiences, and our world in an ever-changing array of forms we can only imagine." Jung was of the opinion that the idea of psychic reality, the reality of the psyche, was the most important achievement of modern psychology if it were recognized as such. To quote Jung, "Between the unknown essences of spirit and matter stands the reality of the psychic reality, the only reality we can experience immediately." Jung also refers to the reality of the psyche as the objective psyche. He refers to the psyche as real or objective, an unfortunate choice of words in my opinion, because the psyche, due to its archetypal foundations, has a universal substratum that exists a priori. Interestingly, while physics has had to incorporate the subjective element of the observer into the considerations of the seemingly objective world, psychology, and its explorations into the nature of the psyche and our subjective experiences, has been led to assert an objective element. Quantum reality is not subjective, just as it is not objective. The quantum dimension is the bridge, the intermediate realm in between the subjective mental realm in here and the seemingly objective world out there, somehow coupling the two. In The Holographic Universe, author Michael Talbot has coined the term omnijective to refer to this indivisibility between the psychological and physical dimensions of our experience. The reciprocally co-arising nature of both the objective and subjective worlds is reflected by quantum theory, which is an instrument for the realization of the ultimate inseparability of these realms. The quantum occupies an intermediate domain between the subjective and the objective, between the inner and the outer, sharing in the attributes of both, but being the same as neither. A prototypical example of this state is an image in a mirror, which acts as a bridge or isthmus between the object reflected and the mirror, partaking of the qualities of both the object it is reflecting and the mirror. On the one hand, the image that resides in the mirror is indivisible from the mirror, while at the same time being different from it. In other words, the reflections in the mirror are inseparable from the mirror, but are themselves not the mirror. The image in the mirror also cannot be separated from the object it is reflecting, while at the same time it is not identical with it. A mirror is merely the place of the appearance of the image it reflects, but the substance, the thing in itself that the image represents, doesn't reside in the mirror. We currently do not have a theoretical framework for psychophysical phenomena, just as the early 19th century did not have electrodynamics. Just as electromagnetic phenomena are neither solely electric nor magnetic, psychophysical phenomena are neither solely mental nor physical, but a combination of both that is greater than the sum of its parts. The psychophysical problem has to be recast in a way that finds a radically new viewpoint characterized not by the two-valued logic of either/or, but by the previously mentioned four-valued dream logic of both/and that is clearly articulated in Buddhism. A third viewpoint is needed which can unite the opposites of the physical and psychological realms. The third viewpoint is Jung's idea of the reality of the psyche, a perspective which introduces us to the dreamlike nature of our universe. Ontologically speaking, the psyche is not only as real as the physical world, it is as real as we, as psychic entities, are real. From our point of view, it doesn't get more real than that.